To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Tuesday, news listeners, and of course, time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of July, 2022. Got the best technology news for you, although there's not a whole lot of it. But we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, if you're living in the UK and getting a package from Amazon, don't be surprised if they show up on an e-bike or on foot. That's because Amazon has now started making deliveries via e-bike and on foot in London, and will be branching out in other cities very soon. This is part of the company's micro-mobility hubs across the UK, and they're doing this to replace minivan trips. Now, according to Amazon, with a new delivery strategy, they say the walkers and e-bikes will actually make more than 1 million deliveries a year, and definitely will replace thousands of van deliveries. Now, those of you wondering about the London congestion charge and ULEZ fees, well, the e-bikes and fully electric vehicles will be exempt from that, so delivery partners will avoid having to pay those fees. This is all part of the company's strategy to operate entirely on renewable energy by 2025. And with many other ways to do this other than just delivery, they're also planning on about 30,000 installation of solar panels in cities such as Manchester, Milton Keynes, and Bristol. Hey, speaking of green energy, Tesla. Well, now it can scan for potholes and actually adjust the vehicle's suspension so you won't have any damage on that very expensive car. This is all part of Tesla's newest software update. And according to the release notes, it will enable Tesla's vehicle to actually scan the road for potholes. Then it will automatically adjust the suspension so you won't have a rough and bumpy ride. Tesla owners can actually activate the new feature by selecting Comfort under the Adaptive Suspension Dampening setting. Now, just so you know, the feature may be dependent on where the vehicle is actually being driven, so it may not be available for every single pothole and road crack on the road, aka the adjustment may only work in various locations. So don't really know how much of the scanning of the road is going on there. Might be just relying more on feedback from other people that have already hit that pothole. Also, just to let you know, if you're on autopilot or full self-driving, yeah, it won't work there. Technology just ain't quite there yet to steer around or avoid road damage, but according to Elon, it might be in the near future. Finally, hey, got some Novi cryptocurrency? Well, I've got some bad news for you. Those of you not familiar with Novi cryptocurrency, that's Meta's thing. And now it's no longer a thing. That's right, Meta is shutting down Novi, its cryptocurrency digital wallet. Novi officially shuts down on September 1st of this year, and you only have till the 20th of July to actually add funds in. Like you'd really want to do that. Meta is actually advising users to withdraw their balance as soon as possible. And you should be able to get your money transferred into your local bank accounts, debit cards, fairly easily, at least according to Meta, before the service is completely dead. So, with the death of Novi, it pretty much means the death of Meta's cryptocurrency ambitions. Didn't last long either. Novi only launched last October, so it didn't even make it a year. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out the latest episodes of The Big Show and The Mac Show over there, and so much more. Of course, give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and come by our community at our Slack room and join in the fun today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, well, we're actually going to be back at your way on Friday. Apologies for the 2 days worth of hiatus, but when Friday rolls around, I'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.